Good morning. Mostly cloudy skies across interior New York and New England, and a few flurries and scattered snow showers are breaking out well in advance of a low pressure wave, which is currently in the southeastern United States. The snow showers this morning really not adding up to much, although temperatures are now pulling back toward the freezing point in most areas and some places starting off in the upper 20s. We also have a stiff westerly breeze developing and an overall dampness, which is adding to the chill. That low pressure wave in the southeast will head toward the mid-Atlantic coast and take up a position south of Long Island later today. On this track, moisture will be drawn in the form of light snow across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and central and southern New England. In these locations, as the snow continues through the better part of the afternoon, it will add up to about 1 to 3 inches, with localized areas up to 2 to 4. As you head toward the immediate east coast, amounts could range up to 5 or 6 inches of snow along coastal sections. From the I-90 corridor and points north, just a few scattered flurries and snow showers will persist with little, if any, accumulation today as that low-pressure wave scoots off to the east. Overnight tonight, we'll drop down into the teens as a northwesterly wind gets going, and this will kick in some lake-effect snow, especially downwind of Lake Ontario. And in the snow belts, we could see several inches of snow with flurries and snow showers elsewhere. This will be the rule for tomorrow. It'll be mostly cloudy, quite windy and cold, with a few flurries and snow showers locally and heavier squalls in the snow belts and temperatures staying in the 20s. Dry but cold on Thursday and Friday, with a fair amount of clouds mixed with a little sunshine both days, lower 20s Thursday and mid-20s on Friday. At this point, another storm will emerge in the Tennessee Valley and head in our direction for the weekend. Right now, it looks like a pretty good shot of snow for most of interior New York and New England for the second half of the day Saturday and into Saturday night. Several inches of snow possible, with highs on Saturday around 30. With the steadiest snow winding down on Sunday, we'll pick up a wind and it'll turn colder as temperatures drop back into the 20s. A mix of sun and clouds for Monday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for Northern Virginia, including Washington, D.C., north on 95 through Baltimore and Philadelphia. Snow will fall heavily at times in these areas, and total accumulations will range from 3 to 6 inches. The rest of the Mid-Atlantic region, including the Central Appalachians, coastal New England, are under winter weather advisories for the likelihood of 1 to 3 inches of snow. Winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the Great Lakes region, including Chicago, parts of the Midwest, west of Minneapolis, and parts of the Northern Rockies. Weak disturbances are expected to produce snowfall of 3 inches or less in these locations. Meanwhile, in South Africa, where there is an ongoing service in honor of Nelson Mandela, a plume of tropical moisture is producing a good amount of rain and holding temperatures in the 60s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog and 10 degrees with a west wind at 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 29, 85% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 34 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow 3 to 5 inches in the mid-30s, Boston, snow 1 to 2 inches in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers, an inch or so possible, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 31, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.3 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, that added up to 0.2 of an inch of snow. For the month, 0.7 of an inch, which is 2.4 inches of snow below normal. And 2.8 inches of snow so far for the season, which is 3.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 23, the record high, 64, set in 1966, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1902. Sunrise this morning is at 7:15 a.m., sunset 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers, temperatures holding in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, also for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow developing today, 1 to 3 inches in most places by dark, with temperatures holding in the lower to mid-30s, clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers today and temperatures holding in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and temperatures holding in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few snow showers in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, very cold Thursday, lower 20s. Back to the mid-20s under mostly cloudy skies on Friday. Snow developing on Saturday into Saturday night, highs around 30. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Sunday, with scattered snow showers in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the 20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.